city. Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny. The great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now, sit back and discover amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Good afternoon, Kansas City. We're back with another episode of This is Kansas City. We've got a real full show today for you. And I want to get started because I don't want to leave out any of the subject matter, because there's a lot to talk about here with these different kinds of businesses that we have coming in today. But before I wanted to talk about that, I would like to thank our sponsors, two of our main sponsors, Evolve KC. Evolve KC is a business solutions group, and what they do is they can do a lot of different business solutions for your company. They can market your company online, digitally, websites, website design, and they can make those websites compliant and GEO compliant as well as SEO. So they know what they're doing, 26 years in business, and, I mean, these guys really know what they're doing. So go evolvekc.com. Then I'd also like to thank the KC Referral Network. Let's not rely too heavily on review sites. Review sites, you know, they're good because you can, but you don't know if they're real or not. You don't know if they're coming from a competitor. You don't know if they're coming from somebody who just had a bad experience. And there's no way to count out somebody who's, I've never met a business owner who said, we've never had a bad experience from one of our customers, but we might. Well, I'm still looking for it. So if you want word of mouth referrals like we used to do, back in the day, just referrals from people who've used the company, just go to findandrefer.com. If you know a business, refer it. If you would like to see businesses, find a company, use those. We vet them. They give specials once in a while. And I'm telling you that that these are honest, and we vet the companies. These are referrals you can trust. Word-of-mouth referrals online, findandrefer.com. Now, we've got a big show, so what I'd like to do right now is introduce our first guest. We're talking with Nick from Salas Auto Repair. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, now, Nick, there you go. Now, Nick, tell me... I know you have two locations, and you have you've been in business for a long time. Give me a brief introduction to the business.
At Salas Auto Repair, we've been in business about 34 years. Two locations, one at 87th and Santa Fe, and the original one that we started in was on Hickman Mills Drive in the Grandview Triangle. We just do basic auto repair, no body work, but strictly auto repair. We hold car care clinics to educate, car shows every year, really involved with the city and customers around us.
You know, they have the two locations, like he said, 1110 Hickman Mills Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, and 9220 West 87th Street in Overland Park. Now, it's Salas, S-A-L-L-A-S Auto.com.
Yep.
Okay, for more information. What makes, why would somebody take their car to you instead of like a dealership?
Well, we're family oriented.
You're family run.
Family run. My wife and I started the business with my mom years ago, 34 years ago, like I said. Right now, my son-in-law works for us. He's going to take over the business. A lot of my employees have been there for a long time. We try to treat customers like they were family. So you get a little bit more personal touch there.
Which you don't get at any dealership.
No, you don't.
Not one that I've found.
No, and we try to be extremely transparent. Years ago, we started a deal called Women's Clinics, and that's a deal that we do once or twice a year where we educate people on proper maintenance, mainly women.
Mm-hmm.
That went for about 2 years, and the men wanted to come, but they wouldn't come because it was called a women's clinic. So we had to change the name to Car Care Clinic. We stopped them over COVID, but we're starting them back up. We'll have one this year, probably in the spring, which will probably be March or April, probably most likely April. And it's strictly a free seminar that we do on a Saturday from 9 until noon. And it's about educating people on how to properly maintain their cars. It's great for kids just starting to drive. We also go out and do
It's great for anybody, really.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I could use that.
Yeah, everyone can.
I mean, you've got, and I wanted to get back to some of the specials that you have, especially one that we can use right now when we get back. This is Kansas City. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We're talking with Nick in studio from Salas Auto Repair. Two locations, Hickman Mills Drive in Kansas City, Missouri, and right off of 87th Street in Overland Park, Kansas. You can find them at salasauto.com, SALLAS Auto.com. Nick, so I know that you started the business, and I want to get into the winterization and the things that people, the maintenance things that we started out talking about on the show, and I think that stuff is really important. But I got to dive in and find out, was this a dream of yours that you wanted to do? I mean, it's on kind of a different... I mean, there's not a lot of people who have the experience that you do to be able to start their own shop.
Right. It was a dream of mine. I've always been a car guy. I always liked cars. I always liked taking things apart and figuring out how they work and put them back together. So it was a dream of mine. I knew growing up, before I even got married, that this is what I wanted to do. And when I was working for other places, I was basically building my clientele to open up my own shop.
You have a long list.
I do.
A long list of people that you have trained with and worked with, and I'd go through the list. I'll do it if you want me to.
No, you don't need to. There's a lot.
Okay, there is a lot. I'm a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that's just the ones that were on the website.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so you've got the experience to do it.
Yes.
But running your own business, what made you take that leap? Because that's dangerous
it
in
is.
Some ways. I mean...
You know, I saw a need. I mean, I love fixing cars, but I didn't know how to run a business, so I realized I needed help with that part of it, so I got coaching to help me learn to run a business, because it's different being a mechanic and being able to repair the cars, but it's different running a business.
Oh, I totally agree.
And what I think I do a very good job of is taking care of the customers and basically feeling for the customer, probably more than what I should, and being compassionate about what I do and treating every customer like family. And I think that's what's made us successful, is truly caring about the customer and trying to go over the top to help them out. I mean... You know, there's sometimes that we'll pick up and deliver cars, or if I have a customer that's, you know, in Liberty and they got a flat tire, you know, that's a long ways for us to go, but we'll figure out a way to help them out.
Yeah.
Because if my mom was up there with a flat tire, she'd need help. So,
yeah.
Just really trying to figure out. And I just got a passion for helping people.
I think that's wonderful. And there's not a lot of people like that left in the world, it seems like. There probably is, but it seems like that kind of customer service has dwindled. I mean, I remember back in the 60s and things when people would, you had full service gas stations.
Yes.
You don't have those anymore.
No, you don't.
I mean, it's tough to find that. You know, they'd check all your fluids and you're all for free and you're like, okay, well. Yeah. Well, no, it's not that. Get out and pump your own gas.
Yeah, the cars have definitely changed.
The cars have all changed.
Yes, they have.
I mean, I can't even change the battery in my car because it's halfway under the dash.
Right.
And
right.
So I'd have to remove my whole dash. It's not like the old days.
No, it's
where
not.
Where you just unscrew it, pull it out, put new one in. bam, you're done.
Right. They're making the cars better, though. They'll last a lot longer if they're properly maintained.
Getting back to that maintenance, then. Yep. We started out with the programs that you were doing. Then you stopped them during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're starting them back up again. And that is, what is it called, car care?
Car care clinic.
Car care clinic. Yep. And that is free.
It is.
And it's just a maintenance?
What we do, it's on a Saturday, and we do it at the bigger store, which is the Hickman Mills store.
Okay.
Because we try to limit it to about 20 people, and we actually have you bring your car. I do a presentation for about an hour. It's a PowerPoint that teaches about maintenance and maintaining your car and why to do it. Then we pull everybody's car into the shop, and we assign a technician to those people to go over their car with them and show them how to check the air pressure, how to check their oil, what their gauges mean, how to change a flat tire, all the stuff that you don't realize that you don't know how to do, but you need to know how to do. A lot of people get a car and they never read the owner's manual. There's a lot of stuff on these cars that people don't know how to operate. That's the time to ask. I've got good qualified technicians that know how to do all that, and that's the time to pick our brain and learn about your car.
I've been around quite a while right now, but I would say that I don't know anybody who's ever read an owner's manual.
No. I'd agree.
I know nobody.
Yeah.
But right now you have specials.
We do.
Like a winterization special.
We do.
And is that just $87, or am I wrong about that?
No, that's correct. That's correct. And that's really to get your car in, check it for the winter, which we're in the dead of winter right now. We got a cold spell coming around.
Yeah.
We check the batteries. We check the coolant. We make sure the car is going to be safe. We let you know if there's anything that needs to be addressed so you're not stranded or broke down. We look at the tires, wiper blades. It's a pretty comprehensive checkover.
And right now in the winter, what we have to do, the winterization special is important. And the reason that I say that is because a lot of people, if you don't know, like your battery, for example, if your battery, because the cold air will drain your battery and if you don't start that car for a specific amount of time, your battery will be dead because correct me whenever I'm wrong, the alternator, while the car's running, will help charge that battery.
That's correct.
And bring it back to whatever its level. But you can check that battery and find out what the charge level is.
Correct.
So if that charge level is down to maybe 50%, it won't ever go over that 50%.
No, it won't. The battery will be marginal, and then it's going to leave you stranded.
Right.
You know, the average life expectancy anymore on a car battery is between 4-5 years. That's it.
Right.
Back 10 years ago, maybe they last, 8 to 10 years, but we didn't have as many computers that we're having to keep alive in these cars. There's a lot of electronics that are in there that have to stay alive while the car's turned off, and they drain the battery by doing that. So it's the battery's 4 to 5 years maximum. Some cars we see, they make it 3 years, and the battery needs to be replaced.
I made it 2.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, some of the batteries are different, and some of the batteries, you can't just replace them. They've got to be programmed to the car.
And you have to get it professionally installed.
Yes,
on
correct.
A lot of these.
Yes.
You can't just go back to my 1979 AMX.
And we get that a lot, where someone will go to an auto parts store and have a battery put in, and that's fine. It gets them on the road, but there's other things that'll shut down because it saw that the battery was bad. BMW's notorious for that. The battery's got to be programmed. Mercedes the same way. The higher-end cars, they're not as easy to replace, and replacing the battery and doing it wrong could cost you thousands of dollars if you do it incorrectly.
You had a little story when we were on break, and you were talking about the windshield wiper fluid.
Yes.
Now, that windshield wiper fluid, whether you think it's important or it's not, when all of this stuff starts to melt, it's going to be all over the roads. It's going to just... And if you can't see... So what happens to that?
Well, there's different types of washer fluid. There's a summer blend and there's a winter blend. If you've got a car that you haven't changed the washer fluid on or ran the washer fluid out, there's a chance if the car sits outside, that washer fluid can freeze. And when it freezes, just like anything else, it freezes and expands, and it'll crack the washer fluid tank, and your washer fluid will leak out. So you got to watch buying that stuff. There's a summer blend and a winter blend. So you need to make sure that you got plenty of washer fluid. Have someone check your fluids for winter. Have your battery checked. Check your wiper blades. You know, you need your wiper blades to be in good shape at this time of year to clean
absolutely.
Your window. Make sure all your running lights are in good shape. Your tail lights. It's real hard to check your tail lights yourself or your brake lights yourself when you're the only person checking it. You can't run around to the back.
No.
So it's real important just to do a good thorough check over the car to keep you safe for the winter.
So you can do all of that
at
Sal's Auto Repair in two locations, Hickman Mills Drive and 87th Street in Overland Park. So are these on 87th Street and in Hickman? You do the same things.
You
do the same checkups and everything. So
exactly the same.
You do everything, all major car repairs, and everybody who's working, all the mechanics who are working for you, what I found is some of these guys have been with you since the beginning.
Yes.
You've created a real loyal group of people that work with you, and these people are very, very experienced, and they're all what is it, ASC certified auto repair mechanics?
We are. We're AAA approved, which is hard to do. People think, oh, you're AAA. Well, to be AAA approved, you've got to give AAA invoices, and you got to have like a 92 or 97% customer satisfaction with AAA. So they'll actually call customers and see if you're taking care of them or not, or if you're doing good work.
Right.
And they also check your credentials to make sure that your techs are ASC certified in the stuff that you repair.
Right. So, and you guys do all major repairs.
We do.
Right. So, some of the ones that, I mean, I would never know anti-lock brake systems.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just brakes?
That's brakes. That's part of your braking system.
So, every time I take my car in, I just got to talk about the brakes. Because every time I take my car in and I want to do a specific thing, like an oil change or something. Mm-hmm. They always find something else that I need to do. And they told me that my back brakes were down to a quarter inch.
Okay.
So that I know they have to be replaced, you know, but I didn't know. He said you have to do it now or your brakes will go out. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know they need to be replaced at a quarter inch.
Right.
So
it's actually in millimeters. Quarter inch is quite a bit of pad. It'd probably be like 1 or 2 millimeters, which is pretty thin, that they need to be replaced.
Yeah.
And it's good to catch things like that. And we do the same thing. When someone comes in for an oil change, we're looking the whole car over.
Yeah.
I'd much rather let you know, hey, you've got a tie rod end that's loose on the front end and needs to be replaced, other than sending you down the road and you not knowing about it.
Oh, I totally agree. It's
and then
good.
You have problems.
I just want to know if the person that I'm taking it to is telling me exactly the truth.
Right.
And that's why people go to you.
That is. And if you're not, we try to create transparency. So we do a digital checkout with pictures. So if that car was in our shop and it needed brakes, we'd take pictures of the brakes being worn out of your vehicle and show that to you. And I always tell my customers, if we're talking to you about something and you're not clear about it, then don't have us fix it until you're perfectly clear and you understand what we're trying to do. Because it's about transparency and trust.
I agree, and that's the most important thing for me, is if I went to a place that I knew I could trust, that I know I'm getting the best advice and they're not just out, you know, for the checkbook.
Right.
That's what's important to me, and that's what they find at your place.
That's correct.
So I encourage everybody, Salas Auto Repair, and we're talking with the owner here, Nick, in studio. Is it easier to call to get an appointment, or is it easier just to go online to get an appointment, or can they just drive the car in?
All of those. They can call, make an appointment. We've got capabilities online. If you go to our website, you can book an appointment there, and someone will reach back out to you. Or if you buy a location and you got a problem, just stop in. They'd be happy to assist you.
SalasAuto.com, S-A-L-L-A-S, Auto.com. I can give out the phone numbers, but I'm not sure how well that'll take on the radio. But if you want to call the Kansas City, Missouri number, that's the big location, 816-656-2064. Is that right?
That's correct.
And the Overland Park location is 913-543-4481, and you can call them. They can take care of. I have a list in front of me right now of just some of the things that you do, and it's a huge list. But you even take care of fleet service.
We do. We do quite a few fleets throughout the Kansas City area.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot, but with all the new technology and all of these cars, like the hybrid battery.
Mm-hmm. We're constantly in training.
Yes.
The guys are in training all the time.
I don't doubt that. I mean, you do truck service.
We do.
And, of course, the oil changes and all of the other. But transmissions, that can cost you a lot.
It can. And a lot of that could be prevented with maintenance. You know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in servicing their transmission, but if you service the transmission, it can go 200,000-300,000 miles without any issues.
Okay, explain that to me, because that's real important to me, and a lot of people just say, well, just put the transmission fluid, just make sure it's at the top.
Right.
And you'll be fine.
Transmission is a hydraulic pump, and the fluid needs to be changed out by the manufacturer's intervals.
Yes.
Most of the vehicles are at 60. Some of them say 100,000. If you catch it a little bit before the 100,000 mark and maybe do it at 60 or 80, the transmission will last a lot longer.
Drain it, flush it?
We do. We run it through a machine.
Mm-hmm.
We use a chemical, BG, is one of our flush machines that we use on the transmission. They're confident enough that if we catch something while it's under warranty and start maintaining it, they'll put an extended warranty on that transmission for another 100,000 miles and guarantee if it fails that they'll pay a percentage of the repair.
Wow.
That's how confident they are about changing the fluids.
You see, and a lot of people don't know that.
They don't.
Because you do have to flush it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do that on, I think, all your fluids, right?
Yes. Brake fluid is very important with ABS. Your coolant is very important. The coolant, if you think about antifreeze and coolant in a car, it's kind of like a swimming pool. When the pH level gets off in a swimming pool, it starts to turn green. Algae starts to grow. The same thing happens in a car. When
really?
The pH level gets off in the antifreeze, it starts to corrode the system from the inside out. Then you have problems. Then the water pumps start leaking. Head gaskets start going bad. So by changing those fluids and keeping up on them, you'll have a lot better life of the car.
And you started with just a two-bay shop.
I did.
And you grew into what you have now.
Yep.
You got to be proud of yourself.
I am, for doing
all of this.
Well, thank you. I am proud.
I mean, that's a good success story here in Kansas City.
Yes.
For us to learn. That's a great, it's really a great story. And if you want to go find a trusted auto repair shop, maintenance, everything that it takes, and you know if you go to two convenient locations, and you know you go to someone like yourself, you're going to give them the honest opinion.
That's correct.
And you want to be transparent so that you're not directed by corporate leaders.
Right.
You're directed by just you.
Right.
And that's what your team does.
That's correct.
Salus Auto Repair. Nick's in studio, Salus, S-A-L-L-A-S, auto.com. I encourage everybody to do that. We have a text message, and I don't see it on here, but I'm just going to have to ask because we had a text message. What about electric cars?
We do some hybrids. The full electric, we haven't got in that deep yet.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a few customers that have Teslas, and we'll do brakes, tires, and stuff like that. But on the battery side, we haven't got in that. The hybrids, we do.
The hybrids, okay.
Yeah, like the Priuses and the little Hondas.
I think those full electric cars, isn't it, when the battery goes, throw it away and buy a new car?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, the battery costs more than the car.
It does. It does. It really does. And some of the Chevys, too. I mean, like a Chevy Volt, we had a situation. It wasn't at my shop, but it was a buddy's shop, and the battery went bad, and the battery was like $15,000. And the car wasn't worth that much, so it wasn't worth fixing.
No.
Yeah.
So what do? Trash it?
Yeah, pretty much. And then that's a problem getting rid of the car because some salvage yards won't take them.
They won't take them because of the battery.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. They're a fire hazard. I mean, you can't just throw them in a salvage yard.
Oh, my gosh. And it's very important. I want to stress that this has happened to me. It's very important to get your tires checked, especially during the winter and, well, even during the summer months when it rains and everything. Because if you, so in my situation, there was a two turn lanes, and the person in front of me was trying to cut over, and I had to swerve, and I hit the curb mm-hmm. on the turn. And there was a bubble in the tire.
Okay.
And a lot of, I took it to one place, and they said, oh, don't worry about it. That's cosmetic. And then I took it to another place to get a second review, and they said that tire could go anytime.
That's correct.
Because that's on the inside. It's on the side of the tire. And that is not cosmetic. It could go anytime.
Yeah, when you create a bubble like that, the tires are glued together. They vulcanize the tread onto a tube.
Yeah.
And what's happened when you impacted that, it got devulcanized from the side of the tube, and the tread started to come off. So the air got in between it and created the bubble. So it's kind of like a blister you get on your finger when you pinch it, and that's what you did. You pinched the tire, you get a blister. Same thing. It could go at any time.
Yeah, that's why I had to get that second opinion, because that bothered me.
No, I bet.
You know, I drive a lot, and so, I'm...
You don't want to have a blowout.
I don't want to have a blowout, because that would be terrible, especially on the highway. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Nick, do you have anything else to give our audience that you want to get out there, that you want to let people know?
I would just say, maintenance, these cars last a lot longer than they used to, as long as you maintain them. I had a customer that we maintained his car. It was a 2021 Buick. And when he gave it to his daughter, it had 600,000 miles on it, was still running perfect. So that was all done with maintenance. And the money that he spent on that car, maintaining it, he could have bought four new cars. He would have bought four new cars in that time. It saved him over $150,000 in car purchases just by maintaining the car he had. So these cars will go a long ways if you maintain them.
And that's what we're overlooking.
Yes,
that's a lot of what we're overlooking, and we don't go and check that. We might change the oil, and we might add fluids or something. But that's during the last summer, I even knew somebody was putting water in their antifreeze.
Yeah, that's not good.
No,
that's not good at all.
No, that summer, I don't have to worry about it. So, I'd like to thank you for coming in and joining us. Congratulations on the business and what you've done. Let's give a shout out to Carla.
Yes, we got to talk about Carla.
We got
my wife.
Yes,
I was going to say something. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
She joined the business.
I couldn't have done it without her.
Big help. So thank you, Carla, and thank you, Nick, for coming in. Everybody, I encourage you to go just check them out. SallisAuto.com. SallisAuto.com. And we'll be back after these messages. And we're back on This is Kansas City. I'd like to thank Salus Auto Repair for coming in. That was important information. But we're switching gears right now on the show. And we're going to dive right into Italian food. I mean, what is better right now than a big plate of spaghetti and meatballs? I can't bring myself. We are joined in studio with Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge. Reed is in studio, general manager. Hi, Reed. How are you?
Good.
Now, Reed, Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge is located at 701 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City, Missouri. And explain the restaurant to me.
Well, it's been open for 47 years now. It's family-owned, fourth generation. It's a very small restaurant. It's one of the toughest places to get into, especially for Restaurant Week. It books up fast.
Yes. Saw you on Restaurant Week.
Yeah. We've been throttled. It's blown away our expectations.
Really?
Very busy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that. And so this was during the 60s. The restaurant was built and located as the soup house?
Yeah, it was a soup house first, and then they renovated and added onto it and made it into a restaurant.
And that was owned by Anthony's mother.
Yes, and father.
And father. And then in 1978, her son Anthony and his wife
And I guess his brother?
Yeah.
Vito kind of took over and started Anthony's Italian?
Yeah, the brothers kind of took over in the 90s when their father, okay. Butch, kind of retired.
Okay, so do you see... explain to me the food. Is it... Are these recipes passed down?
Yeah, they're fourth generation recipes from the family, and it's like old school Italian, not so much bougie Italian,
right?
And it's all made from scratch in a very small kitchen, made to order.
How did you decide to get into this business? Because the restaurant business is not easy.
It's not. I've been in the business since I was 17, so I've been in a long time. And to end up at Anthony's, I'm blessed, and it was kind of right place, right time, and it worked out perfect.
I tell you, I was in the restaurant business for 20 years, and owning a restaurant and operating it yourself and doing all of that is such a task.
It is. It's tough.
And especially now with all of your regulations and all of your,
And COVID hurt, I think, all restaurants a lot.
COVID killed restaurants.
Yeah, it did. It put a lot out of business. It made
really
people want to be
did.
Homebodies.
Right. Yeah. I mean, how can you survive on 50% capacity?
No, you can't.
You can't.
Not with overhead and labor. And
I mean, a restaurant doesn't generate a huge amount of profit.
True.
So... you have to be very, very, so that I knew that wouldn't work. So we're talking with Reed at Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge. They're located at 701 Grand Boulevard. Give me a kind of a landmark around there where I would know, because Grand Boulevard, I know.
It is just over the bridge from River Market.
I gotcha.
It's walking distance.
Okay.
Right down the streets of Hampton and the Marriott. It's around some nice hotels.
That's been there a while.
Yeah, and not too far from P&L. It's walkable. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I've been there a long time.
Yeah, it has. And scratch menu, I mean, they make everything. Fourth generation recipes, like you said. KC Anthony's on Grand.com.
Yeah, that's the website.
KC's Anthony on Grand.com.
But if you want to make a reservation, you have to call. We don't do online reservations. We're that old school.
If you want to call them, go to 816-221-4088. Is that right?
Yep.
4088. 816-221-4088. Make a reservation. You would encourage that, especially through Saturday.
Absolutely. Through Sunday. Absolutely.
Through Sunday.
Yeah, that's the last day of restaurant week.
All right. Do you want to just give out right now your special for restaurant week or one of them or
yeah,
what you're
I mean,
doing?
I think we have a great restaurant week menu. We're doing the three courses for lunch for 20. Very reasonable.
Three courses?
Yeah, three courses. So a salad, soup, a pick of an entree, and a pick of two desserts. That's lunch. And dinner, we're doing four courses. So it's all those courses, plus you get an appetizer too, and that's 40. Really affordable, really good deal, and that's why we've been packed.
What do you mean two desserts?
Oh, you get your choice of two desserts, either the Spumoni ice cream or the cannolis.
And you're famous for the cannolis.
Yes, and we've run out of cannolis almost every night.
I don't doubt that.
We can't keep up.
I saw that. That's
fresh
one
when
your...
the ticket comes in. We don't just sit them in the fridge and serve them. We make them by hand.
I one of your other famous dishes... that I know because I've been down there. I've had it. I love it. It's that lasagna.
Yeah, you can't beat it. It's fantastic. And that's also on the Restaurant Week menu.
Is it?
With a meat option included. If you want to add sausage or meatball or meat sauce.
Yes.
So we kind of included that in the price.
I'd do it with that meat sauce for sure because that meat sauce is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, it's hard for me on radio to explain. What the sauce tastes like, so I'm going to have to leave that to you. Would you say that it's sweet?
Yeah,
it's
a little bit of a sweeter sauce
okay.
is the recipe, sweeter than maybe what some people are used to at other places, but it's fantastic, and that with the ricotta just is the perfect finish, and it's an amazing dish.
And it really makes a difference in the flavor of the dish.
Yeah.
The sauce.
Yes.
Really... it adds such a dynamic to the dish that I would encourage everybody to go down there and just try that lasagna. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's Teresa's
tradition. It is. It's Teresa, his mother's and grandmother's recipe.
Long ago.
And only so many people have that work for us have those recipes, so they kind of get handed down. And it's made fresh every day. Every morning.
Boy, you can't beat that, yeah. You know? I mean, this is not like going out, and I know some of these restaurants will go out and just buy a Stouffer's and top some extra toppings on it, bake it up, and go, here you go!
Yeah.
You know, that's not what you do at Anthony's.
No, everything's made with love.
Yeah. So, I do want to go over some of these appetizers. I love your stuffed artichoke. That is one of my favorite appetizers. And my second favorite appetizer, I know it's not really, but I'm kind of a health guy. I love that Italian broccoli.
Yeah, that is really good.
It is so good.
And you know, if you get an entree, any entree, you can get that as a side.
Really?
Instead of a side of pasta. So a little cheat code for you.
Oh, wow. Because I'm telling you, people, you go out and try that Italian broccoli and... boy, is that like a power meal in and of itself.
Yeah. It's delicious.
So good.
The calamari is also fantastic.
I put the calamari down. I also put the pickled peppers and olives.
Yeah.
Because...
which is a great gluten-free option also.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to close out the show with Reed from Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge. We're back on This is Kansas City, joined in studio with Reed from Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge, 701 Grand Boulevard down in Kansas City, Missouri. So it's right across the bridge from the River Market. So it's right down there. It's been there since, what did you say?
47 years.
47 years. You can call them at 816-221-4088 or go to kcanthonysongrand.com. For more information. When we left off, we were talking about some menu items. I'd mentioned some appetizers. You also have, we just don't have a lot of time left, but you also have all of your traditionals, plus you have your polo, where it's chicken.
Yeah, Parmesan.
And those come with Parmesan and chicken spinini, and those, and they come with dinner salads or soup and a side of pasta. And if you want to cheat, I can add the broccoli.
Yep.
All right. And my favorite now, I gotta just lay it out there right now, my favorite is that linguine and clams.
Yeah, it's, people swear by it. They say it's just like their nani made.
It is so good.
Yeah.
I cannot pinpoint, and you know, I'm a chef, and I can't pinpoint how you guys get that to taste like that.
Well,
I know
even if they told me,
and,
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I know. But you got everything there, and the desserts they have, the tiramisu, the cannolis they're famous for. That four-layer looks delicious, so I encourage everybody to go down there. But before we close out that, I want to... you have daily lunch specials all the time, right?
Yes.
And that Italian protein bowl, that sounds awesome.
It's great.
That's grilled chicken, shrimp, fresh broccoli, mushrooms, sautéed in olive oil, lemon juice, garlic, salt, red and black pepper. Comes with a salad.
Yep. Also a gluten-free option for anyone.
How could you turn that down? That's a power-packed lunch. That's awesome. And you've got a lot of other dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also very famous for your Sunday fried chicken.
Yeah. We often sell out.
And that's your homemade, that's Anthony's homemade fried chicken. That goes from way back, right?
Yeah, it's been around forever, yeah.
And that comes with a side of pasta, salad, bread, and butter. And,
yep.
I mean, we're going way back
and
old
school. And it's half a whole chicken, four pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now when there's nothing better. See, my grandmother's fried chicken I thought was the best.
Yeah.
But that yours is quite close.
Well, thank you so much.
Quite close to and it's got a, just a it's as good but a little different in its flair, which I like even better.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ask what you do with that to make it like that, but it's delicious. Tell me about your catering menu.
Oh, the catering menu is very good. You could also get a look at it online from our website, but we have full pans, half pans of all the pastas, all the lasagnas. We do pans of salad, loaves of bread. We can take care of any event. We've done weddings. We've done Christmas parties.
And you can even, listen up, you can even get the lasagna on a catering,
yep.
right? In a
you
pan.
Can get a whole pan of chicken, too, if
a
you want.
A whole pan of chicken, yep. a whole pan of lasagna. You can get all of that stuff. That's really good. Now, here's one that really caught my attention that I'm telling you, tell me about 2 for $25.
It's a lunch special we do from Tuesday to Saturday until 3 o'clock, and you could pick two menu items from that menu, which is most of our lunch menu. Both those items, $25, and both come with salads.
Two meal items for $25.
Yep.
Now, on some of these, like some of these sandwiches, the Italian sausage sandwich,
mm-hmm.
delicious.
Fantastic.
And I could pick that one.
You could, and it comes with fries, or salad, or side of pasta.
And that Italian steak sandwich, tell me about that. Is that good?
It's amazing. It's our veal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the veal, but made into a sandwich, and it's some of the best veal in the city.
It's almost so tender that you can't, it's like butter almost.
It is. That's the beauty of veal.
Wow, is that tender. And then you can also get the lasagna. I keep bringing that up because uh-huh. it's so good. So just, but 2 for $25 available Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I just want to mention that they have a happy hour going on every day. That includes Sunday?
Yeah, every day. It's a very aggressive happy hour. We want to blow everyone else's happy hour away in the city from 3 to 6. Everything on it, food and drink. Every item is $5.
Every item is $5. Wow. So food-wise, give me an example.
You can get the ravioli. So you get four toasted raviolis.
Uh-huh.
That's $5. Peppers and olives, $5. Italian broccoli's on there. It's $5.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. That's yep. so good. The toasted ravioli, I have not tried. Have you tried them?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
you've
tried every item on
they're
the menu.
They're great little Italian pillows.
You have to.
Yeah.
And those are not, we're not talking about buying from food service frozen
no,
and throwing them in the deep fryer.
No, we make them and bread them in-house.
You know, that's a lost art. A lot of people aren't doing that
people
anymore.
People take shortcuts.
They do take shortcuts. And boy, you have to make that pasta. You have to flatten that. You
yeah.
have to fill it.
We take
it,
a lot of pride in everything we do.
That's really, really incredible. And then, tell me what goes on Wednesday. I know we can't mention prices.
Okay. It's Wine Wednesday, and we have a wine list, and all the bottles with an asterisk next to it are a very good price all Wednesday, day and night.
And I'm telling you, when he says good price, I'm telling you, it's a great price. So you're not going to believe the price of this. Is that for how, a glass?
No, that's for a bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
And you don't have to finish there. You take the rest with you if you
oh
want.
Oh, my gosh.
You get another bottle to go. We're
that's
okay with that,
better.
Too.
I was thinking it was a glass.
No, that's well, all the bottles are that price.
Wow. That is, that's really incredible. And I didn't mention your drinks and but you have an extensive wine selection.
Yeah, we've totally worked on our wine program and made it better, and we brought in a lot of Italian wines, some Napa Valley Cabs, some really great stuff. We got a really nice selection.
It seems like it. Well, hey, I would encourage everybody to go down there, Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge. Reed, thank you so much for coming in and explaining everything about Anthony's Restaurant and Lounge, located right at 701 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City, Missouri. There, you can call them, and we encourage calling 816-221-4088 to make reservations, because you're not going to be able to do that online. You got to call them to get those reservations. KCAnthony'sOnGrand.com for more information. Hey, thanks for tuning in to This is Kansas City, and we will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock.